Good morning. A southerly breeze has kept temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s in a lot of places across interior New York and New England this morning. We do have some cooler spots down near freezing to start off. At the same time, precipitation is heading our way from western and central New York, mainly in the form of light rain. With a southerly wind keeping temperatures mild, we'll see the rainfall continue through the middle and latter part of the morning before that front passes through. Behind the front, skies will clear out and we'll have a return to sunshine for the second half of the day from west to east, and temperatures will start to slide back through the 50s and into the 40s by the end of the day. We'll continue our drying trend tonight with partly cloudy skies, still a bit of a west breeze pushing temperatures down into the 20s for overnight lows. So after a chilly start tomorrow morning, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds during the day tomorrow. Not as mild as today, but highs should still reach to about 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm which will evolve out of the middle of the country and head into the Ohio Valley. The exact track of this storm is still in question, but it looks like it'll come close enough to bring some rain by sunrise on Wednesday as milder air flows in. It looks like the track will be right over interior New York and New England, so northern sections of New York and Vermont could see a quick changeover to some sleet, freezing rain, and snow before the precipitation comes to an end. Across central sections of New York and New England, we will have a changeover, but it looks like most of the precipitation will come through as just plain rain first, with perhaps a little bit of snow on the tail end. Things will become more clear as we get closer to the middle of the week. Temperatures will start off in the 40s on Wednesday, then fall during the second half of the day. Sunny but much colder air for Thursday, highs only in the mid-20s, dry Friday and into the weekend, right around 30, and another chance of snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the body of Oklahoma. With temperatures cooling aloft late in the day and increasing lift due to an increasing southwesterly low-level jet stream, storms will develop mainly after sunset. With time, storms will become severe with a clear hail threat, perhaps ping-pong to golf ball-size hail, as both shear and instability will be favorable for long-lived convection. Localized severe winds are possible as well. And that storm passing through the Midwest will produce snow in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Winter storm warnings have been issued for Milwaukee for 6 to 10 inches of snow, and winter weather advisories for Chicago for 3 to 4 inches of snow, but also a round of freezing rain, which will significantly impact travel. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 28 degrees with a southwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 30, 52% relative humidity, a south wind at 17 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.47 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 at Yuma, Arizona and Palm Springs, California, to a low of 5 at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun in the mid-50s, Boston increasing clouds with showers developing near 60, and in Buffalo, windy with rain followed by snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 45, that's 16 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 4.8 inches for the month and 10.3 inches for the season, which is 36.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 965, and 3,906 for the season, which is 1,038 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 54, set in 1976, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 2008. Sunrise this morning, 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:44 p.m., 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain likely early today, then increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain likely early today, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 50s along with a westerly breeze. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and breezy this morning, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers around and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain likely early today, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with the wind flipping around from the south to west and increasing and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers likely this morning, breezy with temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s, increasing sunshine and breezy this afternoon with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds near 40. Morning rain on Wednesday transitioning to some sleet and freezing rain and perhaps accumulating snow, especially north of I-90, temperatures starting in the 40s, then falling during the day. Sunny but much colder Thursday in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds near 30 on Friday, mid-30s, partly sunny Saturday, and a chance of snow showers with highs in the mid-30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.